If you think you've had a busy summer, then maybe you should hear about this guy. He was a two-time All-First-Team Summit League guard for USD, led the Coyotes to a Summit League championship his sophomore year, runner-up finish in his junior year, and then joined Texas Tech, where in his 1 year there as a grad transfer, he was the third leading scorer on the team, 11.5 points a game in key buckets and key stretches in wins in the Elite Eight and the Final Four. And Texas Tech won the Big 12 championship, and then they finished runner-up by a bucket in the national championship game. And this guy was a big part of it, and he has parlayed that into signing with the Atlanta Hawks to be a part of their summer league team. He goes to Las Vegas on Sunday to start his NBA career. He is Matt Mooney out of the Chicago area, joining us here on Sports Talk with Craig and John. Last time we caught up with you, it was the day after a crushing national championship loss, so I think the spirits might be a little better this time around. But I mean, you've been around 13 different teams you've tried out for since that night, that week. Where all have you gone, and what has the experience been like?
Yeah, hey guys, thanks for having me. It's been busy. It's been a busy last couple months since the national championship game. I was in, it's going to be hard for me to remember everywhere, but Phoenix, Atlanta, Utah, Cleveland, Chicago, Indiana, Charlotte, San Antonio, Memphis, and I'm blanking on a couple.
Minnesota.
A couple more,
so. Minnesota.
Minnesota, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. And there's two of them more in there, I think. But it's been hectic, but it's been good. You know, I always wanted to be in the position I'm in right now. You know, it's been nice to always dream of being a first-round draft pick. But, you know, obviously I knew the way I went in college, and I wasn't a one-and-done. And I knew at the end of my career I wanted to be able to get NBA workouts, and I was fortunate to get them. And I knew I was going to want to – next step is to play in the summer league, and I think I found a good spot with the Atlanta Hawks. You know, me and my agent talked about it, and I think that's a good fit for me, and that's the next step in the process.
Matt, for the most part on these 13 trips, did you or your agent call them and say, hey, we'd like to work out, or did these teams call you or your agent and say, hey, come with us, we would like to see what you can do?
Yeah, so they communicate with my agent, and none of them call me. They all call my agent, and, you know, they're drafting or they're working guys out based on their draft picks, and they bring in groups of six, and they have them compete, work out with each other, and just kind of so they can see them up close. You know, each team probably brings in anywhere from, you know, 50 to over 100 guys for pre-draft workouts on different days. So they bring in those guys and they watch them work out. And then, you know, there's only 60 draft picks. And but they reach out to the agent and say, hey, we want to bring him in. Once I sign with my agent, that's kind of all the NBA teams get that information. I don't really know how that works. But, you know, he shops me around and they call him and say, hey, we want to bring him in and see him. And they come to an agreement on a day for me to go in and work out for their team. So that's kind of the way it works. And then they fly out and work you out, and then they fly you to your next destination and just keep on going.
Matt Mooney joining us, the former USD guard, former Texas Tech guard, Craig and John here on KWSN in Sioux Falls. He will be with the Atlanta Hawks Summer League team starting with a mini camp in Vegas on Sunday. And so what was the sales job? What would your agent tell teams who may, I mean, I've got to imagine every NBA scout and probably front office staff member watched the Final Four at the very least and watched a lot of the NCAA tournaments. So you were already visible, making some big plays, a 9-0 personal run in the Final Four win over Michigan State that was the big difference in the game. So they knew a little bit about you and had seen you, but what was the selling point for a guy like you who, as you mentioned, was a little off the radar for the draft? What did they sell you on?
Yeah, so, you know, for me, I don't think I get very many NBA workouts if we don't make that run to the national championship. And if I don't have a good game on a couple good tournament games on that stage, you know, that was big. You know, the NBA is a big stage. And, you know, guys don't make the NBA by accident. And a lot of these GMs and coaches, they take that into consideration when guys play well in an NCAA tournament or in a national championship. That's why you see a lot of those guys end up getting drafted and playing in the NBA, because it's just different, man. It is. It's a bigger stage, and it's a lot more pressure, you know, they say. But so that definitely helped me playing well in that Michigan State game, and, you know, us having a good team and making the national championship helped me get workouts. But the selling point for me is, you know, a lot of times I think with seniors and with older guys, they've kind of reached their potential. They are who they are. So NBA teams, they like to take the younger guys. They like to take the one and done, the guys they see with a lot of potential. And I'm not necessarily a guy they see with a lot of potential. I am who I am. And in their eyes, you know, I'm a solid player. And the selling point for me, you know, my agent, is one that I'm tough, that I can guard multiple positions, that I can play on the ball and off the ball, and then that I can shoot it better than they've seen this year. And that's kind of what the feedback I've gotten is. Because at South Dakota, you guys know I was a gunner, but at Texas Tech, I was more of kind of a complete player. I had to change my game a little bit. So, you know, I didn't shoot the ball as much, and I didn't shoot as many threes. So in these workouts, I've been shooting the ball well, and they've been kind of surprised by that. But so the selling point is just a guy that's ready to play right now, and that, you know, he's coachable. He's gonna play hard, and he's gonna do everything the coach needs him to do. That kind of thing.
Matt, was the Atlanta call the one that you least expected, most expected? And what does Atlanta say they're expecting of you during the summer camp?
Yeah, so, you know, my agent, he gets feedback from every team, and Atlanta was one of the teams that really liked me. Cleveland was up there, Charlotte, Indiana. You know, I thought I had a chance of getting picked. They said I was in the mix to get picked 50th and 52nd. In the draft. So that was where I would have gone if I got picked. But obviously that doesn't happen, so now you got to figure out that next step and what to do. And there were seven teams out of those 12 or 13 workouts I had that really liked me, and so that was good, and that wanted me to play Summer League. So now we just have to decide what would be the best fit for Summer League. What's the team's roster looking like? Who they got playing Summer League? Because you don't want to just go to a summer league team and not play. You want to go somewhere where they're invested in you and they like your game. So Atlanta was one of those teams. They don't have a ton of guards. They got a young roster. And, you know, Trae Young's not playing in the summer league. And, you know, they told me they were going to play me a lot. So, you know, I got to play well in our mini camp and earn my spot. But, you know, it looks like a good opportunity where I can work my way into some playing time where I can get seen and, you know, hopefully earn an invite to go into training camp. That's kind of how it works.
Yeah, Matt Mooney, the former USD guard, joining us here on Craig and John. The mini camp for the Atlanta Hawks starts in Vegas on Sunday. So you have to make it through training through this mini camp to make the roster for Summer League?
No, I'm on the roster for Summer
okay.
League, but I think, you know, based on how minicamp goes, that will determine how much I'll play in summer league. And, you know, Atlanta called my agent called me about the 47th pick in the draft. He said, hey, look, Atlanta needs, he's like, you got a minute to decide on this. It's Atlanta, or, you know, we're going to go to Cleveland. Drafted, you'll go to that team. But if you don't get drafted, Atlanta needs to know if you're going to play on their summer league team. And he said, hey, they called me four times a day. They like you. They want to play in summer league. And my agent just said, hey, I think it's a good fit. They don't have a ton of guards. It could be a good opportunity for you. I think we should do it. So I kind of had to commit to it right there. And
wow.
I said, all right, if you think that's what we should do, then let's do it. I trust you. And I committed to play summer league with Atlanta. And kind of how it went down.
And were they the first team to offer you? So this was your first opportunity, and because it was Atlanta, they were your only opportunity? You know what I'm saying?
No, I had offers from like seven teams.
Okay.
For summer league. Now,
yeah.
If you get drafted by a team, obviously you got to play with that team for the summer.
Well, I understand that. I was just wondering if other teams had offered you before Atlanta did, but then Atlanta gives you the shot clock to decide, and your agent recommended that, so that's what you went with. But I was wondering if you knew of other teams that had offered you, and now you didn't have a chance to decide which team to take, or were you pretty definitive yourself and like, yeah, let's do Atlanta. That sounds great.
Atlanta. So Atlanta offered, and they put, you know, my agent told me, look, you got like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, I can stall them for a minute or two.
And how many other teams? Okay, there you go. How many other teams had offered you before that?
Seven.
Wow.
Seven. But I think Atlanta was probably the first one to say, look, we need to know.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to fill their summer league roster with the best guys they can get. And the draft's kind of winding down, so they're trying to get, you know, guys who go on draft, that kind of thing.
And how far up on your personal board was Atlanta before you had to decide?
You know, I didn't really have a personal board. I'm just trying to play in the league, and I want to play in the best situation for me. I know, so, you know, Coach Beilein in Cleveland, he really liked me. I liked him a lot. He really liked me, and they were really pushing hard. They, you know, my agent said they were kind of upset with him when I went to Atlanta because they thought that they were going to get me. But they didn't have a second-round pick, and they drafted two guards in the draft, and they've got a young roster, and they got a lot of guards on their roster. So my agent was like, look, you know, Cleveland really wants you, but you know that if you do play well in summer league, or get invited to training camp, it's going to be really hard to make that roster because they got so many guys, they got so many guards on that roster already. And he said, "Look, Atlanta's got some, you know, a better possibility for you to make the team down the road. Like if everything goes as planned, if you do well, that type of thing." So he's like, "I think Atlanta be the best option for you."
All right.
That's kind of what I went down.
Matt, your teammate Jared Culver is going to go to Minnesota. Have you talked to him? And what is Jared Culver going to mean for the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Yeah, I've talked to Jared. We actually were talking a little bit because we play each other in summer league, I think like the second game. So we were just kind of just messing around with each other, talking a little smack. But, you know, Jared's a great player, and he's a great kid. You know, he's young. He's only 20 years old, and he picks things up quickly. He's coachable. He's disciplined. You know, I know people say he didn't play too well in that Final Four in the championship game, but that's because teams are locked in on him, and it just wasn't his day. But he's a special player. You know, he's just always going to improve a lot, you know, and I think he's going to help Minnesota out a ton. I think it's going to be a great fit for him. And, you know, I worked out there in Minnesota, and I like that staff a lot. They got great staff, and I think Jared's going to do well there.
All right. And for you, now it's Atlanta, and the mini camp starts Sunday, and eventually you'll be doing summer league games, so we might have a lot of rookie first-time NBA summer league watchers up here in South Dakota. What kind of chances do you think you have? What's your feeling of what you have to do to make the roster and what kind of a chance you have to actually make the Atlanta Hawks when the season begins?
Yeah, so that's a good question because a lot of people see that I've signed with Atlanta and they think I've made the NBA. And, you know, I haven't. I've signed to their summer league team, and it's a long ways to go. I mean, making the NBA, like, you don't get there on accident. These are really, really talented, really good players. So, you know, I got a long ways to go, but the thing about me is I'm going to keep working. I think I can keep getting better, and I know that I can play in the league. It's just a matter of playing well when my name gets called and doing what I got to do. But I think I got a good chance. You know, you got to believe in yourself, and I believe in myself. Summer League's the first step, and then after Summer League, hopefully get invited to training camp. And because I've only signed with Atlanta for Summer League, I could go to training camp with any NBA team. But then training camp, usually, you know, the way I've been told is there's usually about 20 players invited to training camp and 15 make the roster. And about 12 of those guys already have guaranteed contracts. So you got the last 8 or 9 guys fighting for 2 or 3 spots usually. And, you know, it's tough to do. But, and then once you make the roster, you're fighting to keep your spot. So it's just constantly never being satisfied and working to get better every day and, you know, just trying to prove that you belong and prove that you can provide, you know, your skill set can help the team win.
And I know your sights are set on the NBA. If you don't make a roster by after training camp in the NBA, then what? Is it, you could be put on some team's G League roster. Will you have a deadline to decide? Would you then what would you then do?
Yeah, then it's G League or overseas.
Which would you rather do between those two?
It's a tough question. You know, nowadays the two-way contracts, you can play in the G League and the NBA. Each team has 2 two-way contracts that pay a lot more, and you're allowed 45, it's either 45 days or 45 games in the NBA. So a two-way contract would be appealing. And that would mean that I'm playing in the G League, but also I get time with the NBA squad. And then, you know, I didn't do an Exhibit 10. Exhibit 10 is where you commit to going to training camp. I think I could still do an Exhibit 10, but I don't think my agent wants me to. It's where you commit to go to training camp with the team, and if you don't make the roster, you're stuck on the G League team. So okay. And that pays a little bit more as well. But two ways much better. Making a roster is the ultimate goal.
Sure.
Yeah. But the problem with the overseas and the G League is a lot of times you got to make a decision on playing overseas before training camp starts. So at that point in time, it would just be a conversation I'll have to have with my agent.
Wow. Now, this is a lot. But you've been spending a lot of windshield time, and I'm guessing time on planes. You're doing windshield time right now. But how much fun has this been? How much fun are you having? I mean, just the overall experience, this hustle of hustling yourself to make the NBA. How would you describe it?
Yeah, you know, people ask me that a lot, and it is fun. It's a grind, but I wouldn't want it any other way. I want a shot at the league, and, you know, I'm getting a shot at the league. And, you know, looking back, I don't want any regrets. You know, after my time is done playing and after my career's over, I don't want any regrets. So, make it or not, I'm trying to just give it everything I got, be aggressive, no regrets. It's a lot of fun. You know, I've got to meet a lot of cool people throughout this process. You know, I got to talk with Greg Popovich and Pat Riley and Larry Bird. Michael Jordan watched me work out in Charlotte, and, you know, a lot of basketball legends, basketball greats, and got to learn from some cool people and talk to some really cool people.
Man, Craig, we've been asking Matt Mooney the wrong question.
Yes.
Now I just want a story. Now I want to hear about these conversations with Riley and Popovich and Michael freaking Jordan. We'll do that some other time because you've been very gracious with your time. And another guy was Kirk Heinrich here in Sioux Falls at the Sanford Pentagon. How did that go? What did you get most out of working out with the former Kansas star and NBA veteran?
Yeah, Kirk's my guy. Great dude. I always love working out with him. And honestly, a lot of these teams, they always ask for a player comparison. They say, who would you be like if you were in the NBA? Who does your game translate to? And, you know, it's hard for me to pick somebody. I'd obviously love to be like, you know, Steph Curry, but it's just not really, you know, who I am. And it's Steph Curry's, you know, the top 3 player in the world. So I usually say, like, Kirk Heinrich. Solid, really solid player, tough defender, makes open shots, crafty. You know, that's kind of who I got to be like if I want to make it in the league. And, but it was really good to spend some time with him, just pick his brain. And, you know, he just gives me little things, just little tips, little pointers that, you know, because he's been there. He's done that, played in the league 13 years,
yeah.
Had a great career. And, it's always good catching up with
them. Yeah, if you can play in the league 13 years, that's a good model to go by. Mm-hmm. And somebody smart is going to decide that for you, Matt. We are watching and enjoying the steps along the way, and I do want to get Riley and Popovich stories and whatever comes next in Vegas. So we'll keep in touch, and best of luck. Absolutely.
Thanks, guys. It's always good talking with you.
All right.